Om Shanti, very good evening. Well, we are very fortunate to have a very senior sister, Sister Sudha from Russia. She's been in Russia for many years, but then I know she's in the early 70s. She's come to Baba's knowledge, and she's got many specialties. But one of the specialties that we know is she's mastered the language, the Russian language, and now she's the coordinator of the centers in Russia, based in Moscow and the Baltic states. So, and she has got many specialties. One of them I know, she's got great love for Baba's knowledge and related, connected to spirituality and all the festivals that Baba has mentioned in the Muli. And so that's why we are very fortunate to have Sister Sudha with us this evening to share with us what is the significance of Dashera. So today's topic is on the true killing of Ravan. Baba talked a lot about Ravan, but do we really understand who Ravan is and how to kill Ravan forever so that he doesn't come and disturb us? So today we'll be able to get some tips and knowledge from Sudha Ben how to really finish Ravan off, instead of just celebrating Dashera. So let us put our hands together and warmly welcome Sister Sudha. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Good evening. Good evening. Okay. So today is the Dashera, yes? Or it is, as you heard in the morning, there was a song on today's theme. It is also called Vijay Dashmi. You know, the word Dashera has two roots, Dash and Hara. Dash means 10. And Hara means to defeat. So Dashera means to defeat the 10. And Vijayadashmi, in other words, is Dashmi, it is 10, again, Dash. Vijay means victory. The victory over the 10. Okay? So what people do generally, as a tradition on the path of bhakti on this day, you all know that they burn the effigy of Ravan. And every year, as you heard in the morning also, in Bharat, they are increasing the height of that Ravan by 1 foot. And so this year, in one of the cities of India, it was 210 feet. Can you imagine? So I just now asked Brother Rajesh that what is the height of Harmony Hall, the maximum height. He said 40 feet. Maybe this place from here, you see, top, is 40 feet. If it is 40 and 210 feet, 5 times more. Can you imagine? So they make so big Ravan, because Ravan is growing day by day. But on this day, they not only burn the effigy of Ravan, before that they burn 2 more effigies today, this day. You will see it in Polo Ground. And these 2 effigies are one of Kumbhakaran and another effigy is of Meghnad. Kumbhakaran symbolizes laziness, carelessness. And Meghnad symbolizes, aggression and furious form of anger, roaring like clouds, like thundering clouds. Meghnad means thundering clouds. You see? So today in the Murli Baba said about it also, that you should not become aggressive, you should not become bitter in your speech and so on. So people burn these effigies, you know. We know that this is the symbol of actually or the memorial of the victory of good over the evil, victory of truth over falsehood, victory of light over darkness. See? But Baba said today that when they burn or kill Ravan, so to say, when they kill Ravan, the kingdom of Rama still does not begin. They kill Ravan, but the kingdom of Rama, means kingdom of God, still does not begin. And this is why they keep on burning or killing Ravan, so to say, year after year. So Ravan, actually, it is not some kind of a being, a physical being, an existing being. Ravan is a mythological character from Ramayana. You know, there are two world famous epics. One is Ramayana and another is Mahabharata, the biggest epics of the world. So Ramayana is, you know, has this character called Ravan. And today Baba said that Ravan cannot be killed as people try to kill him. Ravan is killed after Mahabharata. Though in mythology, Ravan has no connection with Mahabharata. It's very interesting. And today Baba said that Ramayana, Mahabharata and Gita, they are connected. So we need to understand it. What is the significance behind it? How to kill Ravan? Who is Ravan? Who is Ravan? You know, vices. We know this. Baba explains to us. The literal meaning of the word Ravan is one who makes you cry. One who makes you weep. One who gives you sorrow. This is the literal meaning of word Ravan. And there are different synonyms of Ravan in different cultures of the world. We use two words in our organization, Ravan and Maya. Yes, Maya is also Ravan, five vices. But then there is Satan or devil or shaitan or demon, you know, all these things, or some black power or negative power, you know. We know that all these are, it's not that somewhere living in the world and from there sending their negative vibrations and causing sorrow to the people. It's not like that. So what we need to understand is that to be able to kill Ravan truly, we need to understand how and when Ravan is born. How and when Ravan is born. If we know the, you know, the reason of his birth, probably we can find the method for his death. Okay? So we know from Baba's Murlis that Ravan is born in when? When? Ravan is born in copper age, right? So why it is born in copper age? Because the soul forgets herself. So the Ravan is the result of, or the Ravan is the child of ignorance. Ravan is the child of forgetfulness. And illusion at the same time. Forgetfulness and illusion. When the soul forgets the self and begins to identify the self as body and looks only at the body, here is the moment when Ravan is born. That is, the soul, the Sita, becomes the slave of matter, Ravan, body consciousness. You understand? And when the soul becomes the slave of matter, it becomes trapped, so to say, in the jail. Because the soul had the experience of freedom, the soul wants liberation. The soul wants freedom, but it does not have the strength to be liberated. It remains in the bondage because the body attracts. It is so beautiful that it attracts. The soul looks only at the external. The soul becomes trapped because of becoming extrovert. It does not have the eye anymore to go inside. When the soul becomes extrovert, though it wants liberation, but it can't be liberated. And it remains in bondage. And when there is bondage, then there is what? Sorrow. There is sorrow. And when there is sorrow, again the soul wants liberation from sorrow. But at the same time, it can't, liberate itself from the attraction of the physical world, the physical body. So on one hand, the soul wants liberation. On other hand, it wants body, both. And it is not possible. And this is why the path of bhakti begins. When Ravan is born, the path of bhakti begins. The soul begins to feel that there should be somebody, some authority, some power who can liberate the soul. And the bhakti, the path of bhakti begins. The soul begins to worship God and gradually others, as you know, deities and so on. So, then what happens? There is a big misunderstanding on the path of bhakti, that being trapped in the slavery of matter, the soul begins to do wrong actions, negative actions, but thinks that if I worship God, ask for forgiveness, I will be forgiven for my sins. I will be freed from sorrow. And this misunderstanding leads the soul to do more wrong actions. More and more wrong actions. And more the path of bhakti also goes on taking different forms. And this Ravan, as the Ravan grows with time, with the path of bhakti, it begins to take different forms. Love, the major quality of the soul, changes into lust. And then attachment. The desires go on increasing. The greed goes on increasing. The desire to accumulate more and more material things, which seemingly may give happiness to the soul, go on increasing. And the more the soul accumulates some physical things, the more arrogance increases. The more the desires are fulfilled, the more pride is there. And if these desires are not fulfilled, if somebody becomes an obstacle in getting these desires fulfilled, there is anger. You understand? So it all begins from there when love takes the form of lust and then attachment. And from here comes greed, then anger or arrogance. And the soul goes on, you know, becoming trapped more and more in these vices, to the extent that the understanding is that it is impossible to live without vices. These are the natural instincts of every human being. If you think about conquering them, it is something unnatural. That is, wrong becomes right for the soul. Wrong becomes right for the soul. Darkness seems to be natural. Sorrow seems to be the way of life. And so the soul gets fully trapped in the clutches of Ravan. And so, therefore, Baba says that now to kill Ravan, what you need is, you need to have the weapons of knowledge. The weapons of knowledge. If you recall today's Murli, it was very interesting, Baba said, that Ravan is killed by Gita, and Ravan, Rajya, the kingdom of Ravan, is finished by Mahabharata war. What does it mean? What I understand is, there are two forms of kingdom of Ravan. One is subtle kingdom of Ravan, another is its expansion at the external level. One is Ravan ruling over every soul. It is internal. That Ravan and that kingdom of Ravan inside me, inside the soul, can be destroyed only by Gita and the power of yoga. By listening to Gita, that is Baba's knowledge, and using Baba's knowledge as weapons, we are conquering Ravan. And what is the main aspect of knowledge? You are a soul. You are a soul. This is the main weapon. I am a soul. Because you know that mythology says, when in the battlefield Ravan was to be, you know, killed, he had 10 heads symbolizing vices, all of you know that. When one head was hit with the arrow, it will fly away. But in place of that, another head will appear. So heads after heads were being cut, but they were replacing by other heads. Until the secret was opened that you have to shoot in the center of the navel of Ravan. And when that urn will be broken, there was, as a mythology says, there was an urn of nectar in the stomach of Ravan at the level of navel, and when this will be broken, then he will die. And so Baba says, if you try to kill Ravan or these vices one by one, you think, today I want to conquer anger. You may. But tomorrow, the situation will come such that anger will appear again. You will not be able to conquer it. You want to conquer greed, you want to conquer lust in all its forms, you want to conquer arrogance in all its forms. You can't. You will not be able to conquer. If you try to conquer them one by one, you have to hit at the center. And the center is, you are a soul. I am a soul. That is, I revise this lesson with myself again and again, that I am a soul. And today Baba said that killing Ravan also means that you destroy your past sins also. You destroy your past sins too. Not only you don't commit any sins anymore, but you destroy the past ones too. They are also pulling you down and keeping you trapped. Because these sins also take the form of sanskars. You have to destroy them too. And as mythology says, that Ravan was killed by the arrow of Rama only. Nobody else could kill him. Only Baba's remembrance can destroy my past sins. There is no other way. There is no other way. When I consider myself to be a soul, I don't commit any sin. Because then I become the master of the body. I become the master of my senses. I become the master of my mind, my intellect and my sanskars. But I can't destroy my past sins just by considering myself to be a soul. It is not possible. And this is why both the practices are very much required, practice of soul consciousness, the first weapon, and the second weapon, the practice of God consciousness, which will destroy my past sins and also give me the strength not to commit any more sin. And the third weapon is the knowledge of the cycle. What does it mean? Knowledge of the cycle does not mean that I go on, repeating golden, silver, copper, iron, confluence, golden, silver, copper, iron. No. The essence, the significance of the knowledge of cycle is what I was and what I have to become. I was a deity, I have to become a deity. I was pure, I have to become pure. I was wiseless, I have to be wiseless. And this is nothing new. I have been doing it cycle after cycle. Just little awareness and I become wiseless. I was virtuous, I have to become virtuous. Vices and virtues can't exist together. Can't exist together. Vices instantly destroy the virtues. You know, mythology says that Ravan was very wise, in the sense of very intellectual. He was intellectual. He had read all Vedas and scriptures. He knew a lot. A lot. But what? He didn't have wisdom. He was intellectual, but he was missing wisdom. We can have knowledge, but if we do not change knowledge and wisdom, we can't conquer Ravan. Mythology says that Ravan's wife told him, "You have abducted, kidnapped Sita. You will bring devastation to your land, to your kingdom. It will be destroyed. So free her, take her back to Rama. This is for your destruction, understand it." But he didn't understand. And this is why, above the central head of Ravan, they show the head of a donkey. Donkey symbolizes three things. Donkey is the symbol of foolishness. Donkey is the symbol of obstinacy. And donkey is the symbol of, loving the dust. Loving the dust. Rolling in the dust again and again. So, if the knowledge is there, but the knowledge is not changed into wisdom. When the advice of Baba or the advice of our well-wishers, our seniors is not accepted because of the obstinacy, then the soul repeats the mistakes again and again. The soul makes the promise, but breaks the promise again and again. So until knowledge changes into wisdom, and this sanskar of being obstinate, the sanskar of repeating the mistakes, the sanskar of not valuing your own words, in other words, the lack of self-esteem does not allow the soul to conquer Ravan. So this is why what I think is, to first of all, we need to conquer this internal Ravan on the basis of Gita. This war, Mahabharata war, it is going on in our own mind. It is a non-violent war. When the soul wants to remain pure, but something, as today Baba said, something attracts, something tempts, something pulls, something provokes. And the soul is not able to use Baba's wisdom to conquer this temptation, allurement, provocation, attraction, and gets trapped. So this internal war, Baba says, you should be ready all the time. Because Ravan takes different forms. You know the story that Ravan came in front of Sita as per the mythology. First of all, in the form of a golden deer. Beautiful form. It will come. Something will attract. Something will tempt. Then Ravan came in the form of a saint. Very saintly form. This is why Baba says in the Murlis that very many good children are defeated by lust. Good children. Why? Ravan comes in saintly form. Baba says, you should be able to recognize that Ravan. And if you are not able to recognize, at least don't forget the advice. Live in the line of Maryada. Don't cross the line of Maryada. At least do this much. An advice is given, follow that advice, even if you are not able to recognize Ravan, who comes to you in the form of a saint or a golden deer. If you don't break Maryada, you will be protected. Ravan cannot trap you. But this is wisdom. You understand it? But because of this obstinacy and arrogance, the soul breaks the Maryada. I understand everything. I know a lot. I am so old in Gyan. I have a lot of experience, you know. Yes, there is a lot of Gyan. There is a lot of theoretical information. No wisdom. The soul gets trapped. And so this war, Baba says, until you fully conquer Ravan internally, the kingdom of Ravan in the external world will not finish. What we see today, it is all the creation of Ravan. Baba very often says the arrogance of science. About Ravan also it is said the elements of nature were tied to his 4 feet of his bed. His bed had these 4 legs, you know, and the elements were tied. Fire, water, air, you know, everything was tied to him. That it was controlling them. So this arrogance of science, you know, all this is the creation of actually this arrogance, this Ravan. On one hand, it is very beautiful, giving a lot of benefit to the people, but at the same time, taking towards destruction. So this first is this internal war, internal battle. And when you are on a battlefield, you have to be all the time very alert. You can't be careless. Little laziness, little carelessness, and you are defeated. And this is why before burning the effigy of Ravan, they burn Kumbhakaran. They burn Kumbhakaran. That is, carelessness and laziness should finish from the life of a Brahman. And how will it finish? As Baba said today, that Ravan is destroyed at confluence age. Not in Kali Yuga. Not in Iron Age. Ravan is destroyed at confluence age. That means Kumbhakaran is also destroyed at confluence age. So to destroy a Kumbhakaran, which is also sitting inside the soul, the soul has to be aware of the time and her responsibility, the purpose of life, purpose of my Brahman life, why I became a Brahman. Did someone force me? Did someone force me to become a Brahman? Did someone force you? Anyone? Did somebody pull you? Who decided to become a Brahman? Who decided? Who decided? You or somebody else for you? Me. So what is the purpose of my Brahman life? So two awareness. One is the awareness of time. Another is awareness of the purpose of my life. It should not happen that I leave the body without fulfilling my purpose. And when will I leave the body? Do I know? Do I have the date? Death has no calendar, it is said. Death has no calendar. So, any time, any moment can be the last moment. Therefore, I can't allow myself to be careless. I can't allow myself to be lazy. What does it mean? I can't allow myself to postpone anything good to be done. Lazy people postpone everything. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. And this tomorrow does not come. In Hindi, the word tomorrow means kal. And death means kal. So Baba says, while saying kal, 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 tomorrow, 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 kal, death will come. And you will not be able to do that, what you want to do. So don't say tomorrow. Say now. Say now. Not only today, now. So the awareness of time, awareness of purpose of my life, and awareness of my responsibilities. Baba has given us the title of world benefactor. We have to do so much service. So much. Baba said today that why don't you have intoxication of becoming a prince of golden age? What was the answer? Two reasons. Why don't you have the intoxication of becoming a prince of golden age? Two reasons. Number one, because you don't remember me, and because you don't do service. And because there is not that intoxication, we don't make effort to kill the Ravan. If there is this intoxication, we won't allow Ravan to conquer us. When, like Baba said today, don't become angry, don't become aggressive. Somebody made the mistake, really made the mistake, and I get angry. And I then justify my anger. That person made the mistake, and therefore I got angry. Baba says, yes, that person made the mistake. Means Ravan took this form. You got angry, means you were defeated. But I can't allow myself to be conquered by Ravan in any form. So when this kingdom of Ravan from inside us, the Brahmins, finishes, then that kingdom of Ravan outside in the world will be finished by the physical, by the violent war and the natural calamities. And that is needed for cleanliness, as Baba said today. So two kinds of Mahabharat. One is internal Mahabharat, another is external Mahabharat. One is non-violent war, another is violent war. With this as a result of this non-violent war, which begins on the basis of Gita, we become worthy of becoming the masters of the world, the kingdom of Rama. And on the basis of that physical external war, violent war, physically the world is cleansed so that the kingdom of Rama will begin. Okay? So to kill Ravan, so we first of all have to transform knowledge into wisdom. Because Ravan is the product of ignorance and illusion. And for transforming knowledge into wisdom means that I use the knowledge in my life. I practically make use of that and get the experience. Experience makes me wise. Is it clear? Is it clear? Okay. So what are the weapons of knowledge? Can you repeat? I am a soul. God consciousness. Knowledge of the cycle. Three. Yes? And so I am a soul, God consciousness, and knowledge of the cycle means what I was, I have to become. Now, if you have these three weapons, these weapons are to be all the time with you, not in the diary. Because Ravan is omnipresent. Agreed? Agreed? God is omnipresent or Ravan is omnipresent? Ravan is omnipresent. For you also, Ravan is omnipresent? Or for you, Baba is omnipresent? So ultimately, who is omnipresent? Ravan or Baba? Baba, Ravan. Huh? When we forget Baba, instantly Ravan appears. Right? So, but if we make Baba omnipresent, there is no Ravan. So two ways. Keeping the weapons with us, and if Ravan comes, we use the weapons and conquer it. Or second is, we make Baba omnipresent. We make Baba our companion. So practically use this. And see whether you are really able to conquer Ravan. That means whether you are really able to liberate yourself at least from repeating mistakes. You may make a new mistake, but don't repeat the mistake. Repeating mistake is symbol of, sign of lack of wisdom. Repeating mistake, again saying sorry, again mistake, again sorry, you know. It's not wisdom, isn't it? So we have to change knowledge into wisdom by practically making use of the knowledge. So this is how we will truly celebrate Dashahara, conquer Ravan. And when I have conquered Ravan, there is no sorrow in my life. If at all some kind of sorrow comes in my life, in any form, situations can be there, of course, because they are examinations. But if I become sorrowful, means I am trapped. I am in some bondage. So therefore, let us liberate ourselves fully and experience mukti and jivan mukti at the confluence age. by becoming aware of the time, the purpose of our Brahman life, and our responsibilities. So I would like to suggest you that now when we sit in Baba's remembrance, define for yourself what is the purpose of your Brahman life. Why did you decide to become a Brahman? Why did you decide to become a Brahman? And what do you feel? Which responsibilities Baba has given to you personally? Not in general theoretical answers, no. Your feelings. So, go to Baba and think about it at the same time. Why did I become a Brahman? Am I moving on the right track? Coming close to my purpose? Am I fulfilling my responsibilities? Let's go. Om Shanti. Our common purpose is to establish the kingdom of God. The kingdom of Rama. The golden age. And therefore, my first and foremost responsibility is to train my mind to create golden thoughts. And to make my sanskars golden. And it is possible when I make my intellect a golden vessel, by remembering my most beloved father, during my actions, interactions, or while especially practicing yoga. I remind myself, who am I? Thank you. Who is Baba? And what for Baba has come in this world? Why Baba has come in my life? To make me once again that what I was. And this is the purpose of my life, to return back to my original, eternal, beautiful, pure,